各位好，欢迎收听可可听歌学英语栏目，我是 Linda。 纵观我们的一生呀，原来爱情是主旋律，懵懵懂懂纯洁无瑕的爱陪伴了我们的少年时代，轰轰烈烈磕磕绊绊的爱精彩了我们的成年时代，岁月静好现世安稳的爱沉淀了我们的老年时代。一首 Remember When 曾几何时来自于 Alan Jackson， 四分多钟讲述一辈子，来一起听听这首岁月之歌吧。 欢迎回来，好音乐会带来好时光。Remember when？ 一首歌听下来，不知道您是否收获了一份宁静与恬淡。听别人安静地吟唱着走过的一生，艳羡之余呢，不免暗想：当到达迟暮之年，咱们自己是否也能带着一份感恩之心看待所经之事和身边之人呢？好了，伴着音乐先看一下今天词汇扩展吧。歌词 ：And time stood still and love was all we knew. Still, S-T-I-L-L， 形容词，静止的、无风的、不动的。今天湖水十分平静 The lake is still today. 他躲在门背后就像一只老鼠一样一动不动 He hid behind the door and was as still as a mouse. Still 做副词表示仍然依旧失望来了又去生活却依然在继续 Disappointments come and go but life still moves on. 你有在听吗我的话你还能听懂吗Are you still with me? Still 也可以作为动词表示使平静使静止当地政府尽一切努力去平息这场风暴 The local government did everything in its power to still the storm 歌词 We lived and learned life through curves Curve C-U-R-V-E 名词曲线弯曲处弧线这条曲线图呢显示了人均费用 The curveIllustrates costs per capita. Per capita, 人均。那辆车拐弯太快了。The car took the curve much too quickly. 短语 to throw somebody a curve, 难倒某人，抛给某人一个难题。Green 教授今天可真是把我们难住了。考题的一半是他要我们看的那本书里面的内容，可是他从来也没有在课堂上面讲过。Professor Green certainly threw us a curve today. Half the questions were from parts of the book he told us to read, but he never covered them in class. Curve 也可以作为动词表示使弯曲。他笑了，嘴角弯成了一道弧。A smile curved her lips.歌词 And life was changed, disassembled, rearranged. Disassemble, D-I-S-A-S-S-E-M-B-L-E. 动词解开或者是拆卸。你能把烤面包机拆开修一下吗 ?Can you disassemble the toaster and fix it? Disassemble, 反义词 assemble, assemble. 动词集合组装收集。他们可以用不到15分钟的时间组装好一辆汽车。They can assemble a car in less than 15 minutes. 动词 rearrange, rearrange 表示重新安排、重新排列。你能重新安排一下我们的行程吗 ？Can you rearrange our schedule? 看一个短语 ，rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic.Deck chair 折叠式躺椅这个短语的字面意思是重新摆放泰坦尼克号上面的甲板躺椅那么引申出来意思就是做无用功无惧于事听下例句没有职员相信新的体制会带来多大的改善这只是跟重新摆放泰坦尼克号上的甲板躺椅一样无济于事None of the staff believe that the new system will improve anything. It's simply a case of rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. 听歌词 Now looking back, it's just a stepping stone. Stepping stone, 跳板、敲门砖、晋升之阶。听一下例句。实习呢，是进入企业界的敲门砖。而且对许多人来说也是最好的学习机会。Internships are a stepping stone into the corporate world and for many are the best way to learn. 与其把恐惧看成是绊脚石不如把它看作是通往新历程的垫脚石。Instead of seeing a fear as a stumbling block, see it as a stepping stone towards new experience.好了，词汇讲解呢就到这里啦。节目下方呢有我的个人微信号，欢迎各位小窗推荐分享自己喜欢的歌曲。 那比较忙的时候呢，跟各位聊天的时间就会相对较少，非常的不好意思。平时如果看到什么好的英语学习资料或者方法呢，我都会分享在朋友圈的。想说自从有了大家，琳达的世界热闹了不少，要一起努力进步哦。我是琳达，明天见。
Remember when we vowed the vows and walked the walk, gave our hearts, made the start, and it was hard. We lived and learned life through curves. There was joy there.